NFB, National Federation of the Blind, Voice of the Nation's Blind. 2006 National Federation of the Blind Annual Report. The front cover contains a photo, the description, hikers navigating with their white canes. The inside cover contains a photo, the description, a man with his white cane riding a unicycle. Who we are. We believe the real problem of blindness is not the loss of eyesight. The real problem is the misunderstanding and lack of information that exist. If a blind person has proper training and opportunity, blindness can be reduced to a physical nuisance. The National Federation of the Blind, NFB, is the largest organization of blind and low-vision people in the United States. Founded in 1940, the Federation has grown to over 50,000 members. The organization consists of affiliates and local chapters in every state, in the District of Columbia, and in Puerto Rico. Members gather in chapter meetings each month, and there are state conventions of Federation affiliates every year. All affiliates are represented at an annual national convention. We also do our work through special interest divisions and committees. Blind teachers, blind lawyers, blind entrepreneurs, blind students, blind clerics, blind engineers, blind people in the social sciences, parents of blind children, and others provide each other with information and support. The Voice of the Nation's Blind. The purpose of the National Federation of the Blind is to serve as a means for blind people to come together to work collectively to improve our lives. By providing public education about blindness, information and referral services, scholarships, literature and materials about blindness, specialized aids and appliances, adaptive equipment, and support for blind people and their families, the members of the NFB strive to spread the word that the blind are normal individuals who can compete on terms of equality with their sighted peers. The National Federation of the Blind consists of blind people from throughout the United States working together to achieve democratically adopted goals. Our members meet in local chapters in cities throughout the nation to consider the problems of blindness on the local level and to carry out national programs in their home communities. Because we have pursued this course of action from our inception, we are known as the Voice of the Nation's Blind. Underlying our purpose is the firm belief that blind people must be a primary element in the solutions affecting their lives. By engaging in self-help, mutual assistance, and concerted action, we speak for ourselves and promote our own self-sufficiency. Our goal. The goal of the NFB is the complete integration of the blind into society on the basis of equality. The organization works to change widely held but false beliefs that the blind are helpless and incompetent. Our members seek out individuals needing our help in all parts of the nation. To achieve our goals, we conduct programs to educate the public about the true ability of the blind, in every situation, to function at the same level as their sighted peers. A message from the president of the National Federation of the Blind. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Dr. Mark Maurer. Dear friends, in 2006, the programs, philosophy, and technology of the National Federation of the Blind dramatically improved the lives of blind and low-vision Americans. It is your generous support that makes the accomplishments of each year bigger and better than those of the last. The NFB, the voice of the nation's blind, thanks each one of our members, volunteers, and donors for your unwavering support of our movement. On July 1, 2006, we launched the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader, the first handheld device capable of converting words on a printed page into synthetic speech. This revolutionary camera that talks uses state-of-the-art technology to open the world of print to the blind as never before. Designed by the NFB in partnership with noted inventor Ray Kurzweil, this product dramatically improves the lives of blind people. Our NFB Newsline service, the largest audio newspaper service for the blind in the world, continued to expand throughout 2006. We added new newspapers, the entire Associated Press news feed, the United Press International news feed, and TV listings for the entire country. TV listings in partnership with Tribune Media Services provide information on every program on every channel in every United States market, all in an accessible format. The NFB Jernigan Institute, the only research and training facility on blindness operated by the blind, continues to develop and host innovative educational and mentoring programs for the blind. In the area of youth empowerment, the Institute hosted the third annual Summer Science Academies for junior high and high school students, conducted a transition leadership academy for students from schools for the blind across the nation, and expanded the work of our National Center for Mentoring Excellence, which pairs blind young adults with experienced mentors who serve as role models and provide advice on school and careers. The NFB continues to focus on the critically important issue of Braille literacy for blind children. In 2006, we advocated successfully for the minting of a silver dollar commemorating the 200th birthday of Louis Braille, the inventor of the reading and writing code that gives blind people knowledge and independence. The special coin will be minted in 2009, and proceeds from its sale will be used by the NFB to fund our Braille literacy programs. In December, blind children across the nation were able to send Braille letters to Santa Claus and receive replies in Braille and print, thanks to Santa's helpers on the staff of the NFB. The NFB is committed to making technology accessible. In 2006, we launched our Accessible Home Initiative, which is focused on making sure that blind people continue to be able to live independently in their homes. Some modern home appliances have inaccessible features, such as flat control panels with buttons that cannot be distinguished by touch. We compiled a list of appliances that can be used by the blind and purchased several of them, which are now on display at our facility in Baltimore. We also made substantial progress on the issue of internet access for the blind. All of these programs and activities are made possible by the generous support of thousands of donors. We want to thank all of you for believing in the cause of the NFB and making our work possible. We will continue to keep you informed of all of the exciting new developments that take place in the year 2007. With your continued support, there is no doubt that the future of blind Americans is bright and that our goals and dreams will be realized. Sincerely, Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind. A photo appears at this point, a young man holding his white cane and his Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind reader. The following words are overprinted on the picture. We have dreamed, we have planned, we have built. Now we devote ourselves to a future full of opportunity. The revolution is here, the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. On January 30, 2004, the NFB opened the Jernigan Institute, the first research institute for the blind led by the blind. 2.5 years later, on July 1, 2006, the institute announced the availability of the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader, the first handheld text-to-speech electronic reading system designed for the blind. Created by the NFB and Ray Kurzweil, it is the most important technological development for blind people in the past century. The reader combines the latest state-of-the-art digital camera technology with a powerful personal data assistant, PDA. These components are housed in a custom-designed vinyl case that also contains internal circuitry to connect the camera and PDA so that they operate as a single system. Aside from this hardware, the software is completely new in blindness technology, with several features especially designed for this unique device. The Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader reads most printed documents, including books, letters and memos, labels and package directions, instructions for home appliances, restaurant menus, concert or play programs, and even numbers on lottery tickets. The reader can read the entire document or just the first few lines for identification. The reader has hundreds of uses every day. No other device in the history of technology for the blind has provided quicker access to more printed information than the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. The world of the printed word is now open to the blind in a way it has never been before. Here are comments from early users known as reader ambassadors and reader pioneers. The playing field has been equalized with the assistance of the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. I feel that the reader will make me more employable, besides assisting me to do my work independently. Hope Hine. I just finished sorting today's mail. What a great feeling I have to be able to accomplish this seemingly trivial task. I didn't have to interrupt my son or daughter, I didn't have to wait for a pair of eyes, and my wife does not have to spend time sorting. As my students would say, the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader rocks. Mark Feliz. I find that just doing small things without sighted help gives me a feeling of independence. The potential is just fantastic for this technical camera that talks. David Stayer. 2006 Program Service Accomplishments of the NFB. Promoting the Louis Braille Commemorative Coin. The year 2009 will mark the 200th anniversary of the birth of Louis Braille, the inventor of the code for reading and writing used by blind people throughout the world. To celebrate this important event and to increase Braille literacy in the United States, the NFB advocated for legislation to create a commemorative U.S. coin in Louis Braille's honor. That legislation passed and was signed into law by President George W. Bush on July 27, 2006. The NFB will help design the 2009 silver dollar that will bear Louis Braille's image and the word Braille written in the actual code. Currently, only 10% of blind children who would benefit from using Braille learn it. The national unemployment rate among the blind is 70%. However, studies have shown that among employed blind people, 90% use Braille. These statistics make it clear that Braille literacy is critical to the success of the blind, just as reading and writing print are critical to the success of the sighted. Protecting the right to vote. As a result of strong advocacy by the NFB, the Help America Vote Act of 2002, HAVA, contained a non-visual access provision mandating that all polling places in the United States have at least one voting machine that allows the blind to vote privately and independently using text-to-speech technology and headphones. Because of this landmark legislation, 2006 was the first election year in history in which blind people across the United States were able to vote without the assistance of a sighted person. Throughout Election Day on November 7th, the NFB took calls from blind voters on a nationwide hotline to find out whether they were able to vote privately and independently at their local polling places as required by law. Some blind voters called to report malfunctioning machines or poll workers unable to activate the machine's accessibility features. Through a grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the NFB is continuing to educate election officials about the various voting technologies that are accessible to the blind and will monitor jurisdictions where problems occurred to ensure that improvements are made. Some states, such as New York and Massachusetts, are not yet in compliance with HAVA, but local and state affiliates of the NFB will take affirmative steps to ensure that more blind voters are able to cast their ballots independently and in private in the next election. Aside from these problems, however, many blind voters called to say that they were indeed able to vote successfully and were thrilled that their votes were private, just like those of their sighted friends and families. Expanding NFB Newsline. The NFB maintains and operates the NFB Newsline service, the largest accessible newspaper service for the blind in the United States. The service delivers more than 250 newspapers to over 56,000 subscribers across the country. It is available free to eligible users. NFB Newsline keeps the blind up to date on the news happening in their communities and in the world around them. The New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Christian Science Monitor, Washington Post, USA Today, and four papers in Spanish are among the many national and local newspapers offered. Magazines include The Economist, The New Yorker, all three AARP publications, and Diabetes Self-Management. A photo appears at this point, the description, a young woman smiling using her note-taking device. Subscribers have access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, through a local or toll-free telephone number. Over 1 million calls were made to NFB Newsline during 2006, with 27,819,663 minutes of news delivered nationwide. Some newer features on the system include electronic newspaper delivery to personal email addresses, the United Press International Service, Associated Press updates on the hour for national and international news and state-by-state, and our newest and most popular edition, TV listings. The TV listings are highly interactive, allowing users to get to information quickly. A user can choose his or her favorites and also move through channels, dates, and times. Users enter only their zip code, source of television signal, and time zone during setup. For more information, visit the website at www.nfbnewsline.org or call NFB Newsline at 866-504-7300. Testing the Digital Talking Book Player. In 1931, Congress authorized the Library of Congress to distribute recorded books to blind people and others who cannot read print through a national library program. Today, more than 700,000 blind people across America are able to read everything from classic literature to popular bestsellers recorded on cassette tapes that can be played on specially modified players. The equipment to play the books is distributed free to library patrons, and the books are sent through the U.S. mail. Cassette technology is rapidly becoming obsolete, so in 2001, the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped of the Library of Congress, NLS, announced its intention to move to digital talking book players using digital storage media. NFB directly participated in designing and conducting two large usability studies for the NLS Digital Talking Book Project. The studies were conducted in multiple cities. One used early functional models, and one used a fully functional prototype. Together, these studies included a total of approximately 100 users of various ages and visual abilities, representing a cross-section of the blind of America. Based on the results of these studies, NLS has refined the digital talking book player and is on track to implement the new system in 2008. A photo appears at this point, the description, a close-up of hands reading Braille. The following words are overprinted on the picture. Braille literacy is fundamental to the education of all blind students. NFB Braille Programs. Braille Transcribing and Proofreading Certification Program. In late 2006, the NFB Jernigan Institute was awarded a contract by the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped of the Library of Congress, NLS, to conduct that agency's National Braille Transcribing and Proofreading Certification Program. The NFB Jernigan Institute now conducts all administrative functions of the certification program, including the recruitment, training, and evaluation of individuals wishing to become certified Braille transcribers and proofreaders. The NFB implementation of this program will significantly increase the number of qualified Braille transcribers and proofreaders, thus making Braille literature, instructional materials, and musical scores more available to the blind of America. Braille Readers Are Leaders Contest and Literacy Program. The Braille Readers Are Leaders Contest and Literacy Program helps blind and visually impaired children become superior Braille readers. Good readers have confidence in themselves and in their abilities to learn and to adapt to new situations throughout their lifetimes. Braille literacy is one of the highest predictors of success in later life for blind students. It is estimated that 90% of all employed blind people are proficient Braille readers, yet only about 10% of blind students are currently being taught Braille. The Braille Readers Are Leaders Contest and Literacy Program seeks to increase the success rate of blind students by encouraging them to read Braille. Around 700 blind children, from infants to high school seniors, participated in the Braille Readers Are Leaders Literacy Program in 2006. No other single Braille literacy program in the nation involves so many children from such a wide spectrum of ages, degree of vision loss, and multiple disabilities. Braille is Beautiful Program. This innovative diversity awareness program teaches sighted students how to read and write the Braille alphabet code and increases students' sensitivity to and understanding of blind persons. The program targets grades 4 through 6. However, it can be used effectively with younger or older children and in community youth programs as well as in the classroom. Program kits for instructors, including videos, student workbooks, and Braille materials, are distributed through the NFB Independence Market. A photograph appears at this point, a young girl with her white cane sitting on Santa's lap. Braille Letters from Santa Program. In December, the NFB offered a special service for children who read Braille. Blind children were able to submit Braille letters to Santa, in care of the NFB Jernigan Institute, and receive Santa's replies in Braille and print. The NFB Jernigan Institute staff sent personalized replies from Santa Claus to all the letters received from blind children and their parents. Each reply was in Braille and print so that parents and children could read together. Proficiency and fluency in reading Braille are best achieved by taking every opportunity to read Braille, and the Braille Letters from Santa program is another fun way to implement that goal. October is Meet the Blind Month. During the fifth year of Meet the Blind Month, NFB chapters and affiliates once again increased the number and types of events held throughout the nation. More than 300 events took place in October 2006. The Meet the Blind Month campaign, which was first launched by the NFB in 2002 to be conducted annually during the month of October, is a coordinated, nationwide program designed to provide opportunities for NFB members to reach out to their communities through retail establishments, health fairs, libraries, senior centers, schools, local civic groups, and community events to inform their neighbors about blindness and the NFB. The program teaches the public about the NFB and the ability of blind people to compete on terms of equality. Early planning by affiliate and chapter presidents, along with free Braille alphabet cards, NFB literature, and kernel books, increased the number of events and energized our chapters to seek new ways to broadcast our message. Many of our members have become regular presenters of the Braille is Beautiful program video at their local schools. The program, a disability awareness curriculum for elementary and middle school students, includes videos and a teacher's guide in both Braille and print. Braille is Beautiful is an easy and interesting way to demonstrate and promote Braille. After receiving an NFB Braille alphabet card and viewing the video presentation, the students have a better understanding of the Braille code. Following the video, a discussion with blind adults achieves the goal of sharing with the students the importance of Braille and the way blind people read and write. This year, a number of our events featured demonstrations of assistive technology devices, including the new Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. This is the first portable handheld reading machine. It was released at our 2006 National Convention. Having it this year provided a unique and timely opportunity for NFB members to demonstrate with pride a technology breakthrough that we helped bring to market. Affiliates have been using Walmart as a venue for their literature and fundraising activities for a number of years. This year, California, Colorado, Maryland, Maine, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Texas, Virginia, and Washington State took advantage of these valuable locations. A number of affiliates conducted white cane walks. California, Delaware, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, New Jersey, and Ohio. Braille is Beautiful demonstrations were presented in Alabama, California, Colorado, Florida, Indiana, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Ohio, South Dakota, West Virginia, and Virginia. Affiliates that found public libraries a beneficial venue to distribute information about blindness and the NFB included Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Kentucky, Maine, Michigan, Missouri, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Oregon, South Dakota, and West Virginia. The Happy Valley chapter in Pennsylvania organized a seminar about teaching chemistry, physics, astronomy, and biology to blind and visually impaired students at the Penn State University Park campus. This seminar was open to teachers, education faculty, and current students with an interest in teaching. A photograph appears at this point, a blind father and two blind sons, all with their white canes. The following words are overprinted on the picture. The National Organization of Parents of Blind Children provides information and support to parents on a wide range of topics, including the importance of introducing small children to the long white cane and helping them to develop basic orientation and mobility skills. A major component of the NFB is its special interest divisions, committees, and groups. Much of our work is accomplished by these organizations, a few of which are highlighted below. National Organization of Parents of Blind Children. The National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, is a national membership organization of parents, teachers, and friends of blind children reaching out to each other to give vital support, encouragement, and information. The NOPBC is composed of over 3,000 members with divisions or parent networks in every state plus Puerto Rico. Collaboration between the NOPBC and MathCounts in 2006 led to the first ever publication of the MathCounts Annual Handbook in Braille. MathCounts is the mathematics national equivalent of the spelling bee. The NOPBC also wrote and published a brochure to educate school administrators about their responsibilities to provide Braille instruction to blind and visually impaired students. Thousands of print and hundreds of Braille hard copies have been distributed, and many more people have accessed the brochure on the NFB website. National Association of Blind Merchants. The National Association of Blind Merchants, NABM, is a membership organization of blind people in either self-employment or the Randolph Shepherd Vending Program. The organization provides information about rehabilitation, Social Security, tax laws, and other issues directly affecting blind merchants. The NABM serves as an advocacy and a support group. Each year, the NABM holds the Business Leadership and Superior Training, BLAST, conference, the goal of which is to target training to meet the specific needs of blind entrepreneurs and their agency partners, and to plan the concerted action necessary to protect and expand business opportunities for the blind under the Randolph Shepherd Program. Deaf-Blind Division. The Deaf-Blind Division of the NFB consists of deaf-blind people and friends, working nationally to improve services, training, and independence for the deaf-blind. The division offers personal contact with other deaf-blind individuals knowledgeable in advocacy, education, employment, technology, discrimination, and other issues surrounding deaf-blindness. In 2006, the Deaf-Blind Division worked to promote new technology enhancing the lives of deaf-blind people, such as FSTTY, a product for communication over phone lines, and Face-to-Face, an application for face-to-face communication. National Association of Blind Students. The National Association of Blind Students, NABS, provides support, information, and encouragement to blind college and university students. NABS leads the way in offering resources in issues such as national testing, accessible textbooks and materials, overcoming negative attitudes about blindness from school personnel, developing new techniques of accompanying laboratory or field assignments, and many other college experiences. NABS publishes a biannual newsletter, The Student Slate, written and edited by students themselves. Diabetes Action Network. The Diabetes Action Network, DAN, is a support and information network for all diabetics, especially those who are blind or losing vision. In addition to reaching out to fellow diabetics who may be finding it difficult to cope with problems that accompany diabetes, DAN provides support and information to interested people. The principal medium of the support network is the free quarterly news magazine, Voice of the Diabetic. Each issue contains candid personal stories written by diabetics, friends, healthcare professionals, and others who share experiences and expertise on diabetes and its complications. Emphasizing the importance of good diabetes control, proper diet, and independence, this upbeat outreach publication shows diabetics that they have options regardless of the side effects of diabetes. Regular features include a medical questions and answers column, a recipe corner, and a resource column of aids and appliances. National Organization of the Senior Blind. The National Organization of the Senior Blind, NOSB, offers support and information to seniors experiencing vision loss. A high point for the NOSB is the annual Possibilities Fair, held at the National Center and replicated throughout many of the NFB's 52 affiliates. The fair provides a hands-on opportunity for those 55 and older who are losing vision to learn how to improve their lives. The fair includes demonstration areas featuring alternative techniques, equipment, services for seniors losing vision, and helpful hints about enjoying life. In 2006, the NFB published a book compiled by the NOSB, So You Don't See as Well as You Used to. This collection of short pieces, written by blind seniors, many of whom lost their sight late in life, includes a helpful resource list for seniors losing vision. Americans are living longer, and vision loss occurs more frequently among those who are older. More than 50% of the 70,000 individuals who become blind in this country each year are over the age of 65, and this population is expected to more than double by the year 2030. Yet fewer financial resources and services are available for those over 55 losing vision than to younger blind people. The NOSB works to resolve these problems and help seniors maintain a positive approach to vision loss. A photo appears at this point, a man using a magnifier to read print. Mentoring programs. In order for blind youth to come to believe that they can achieve any goal they desire, it is crucial that they be exposed to successful blind role models. For this reason, the NFB Jernigan Institute has set up several programs designed to pair blind young people with successful mentors who can serve as role models for good blindness skills and positive attitudes. These mentors can also answer young people's questions about school, careers, and social concerns, like dating and appropriate dress. A photo appears at this point, the description, a child exploring an antique car. The cornerstone of the NFB Jernigan Institute's mentoring program is the National Center for Mentoring Excellence. In 2006, this pilot project, begun in Nebraska and Louisiana, paired 40 blind young adults with mentors in those states and identified the next four states where the program will be implemented: Georgia, Utah, Texas, and Ohio. The Jernigan Institute, along with the Department of Affiliate Action, also expanded the national infrastructure for supporting mentoring relationships between successful blind adults and blind youth at the local and national levels. These infrastructure projects included the establishment of NFB Link, linking individuals in a network of knowledge, a sophisticated internet-based system for pairing mentors and young adults. The NFB Jernigan Institute is also conducting training so that similar programs can be set up at the local level. Training the next generation of leaders. The youth of today will be the successful blind role models of tomorrow, so leadership training is an integral part of the Jernigan Institute's youth programs. The fall of 2006 saw the first ever Transition Academy, which brought together youth from schools for the blind for hands-on, leadership-building experiences. The Transition Academy culminated in the young adults developing an action plan for making changes in their communities, as well as expressing their own individuality and independence. This year also saw the first ever Transition to Independence Career Fair at the NFB Jernigan Institute in partnership with the Maryland High School High-Tech Program. This day-long event brought together 60 blind youth and provided them with exposure to blind adults working in a wide variety of careers. The Jernigan Institute also continued to build the Transition to Independence Club, a model assisting local NFB chapters to provide blind youth the mentoring, skills, and empowering attitudes they are not getting in their own schools and communities. In another demonstration project, the Jernigan Institute held youth empowerment seminars with blind youth from New York and New Jersey to equip them with the skills and attitudes successful blind people identify as essential to their success, and began laying the groundwork for the creation of similar programs across the United States. Access Technology. Technology Evaluation. The NFB Jernigan Institute houses the International Braille and Technology Center for the Blind, IBTC, the largest single collection of Braille and speech adaptive technology in the world. Technology products designed to increase access for the blind to computers and Braille are purchased by the NFB, thoroughly tested and evaluated, and placed on permanent display so that visitors can conduct hands-on, vendor-free evaluations or receive training. The total value of equipment currently housed in the IBTC is approximately $2.5 million. The dedicated Access Technology staff also maintains a technology answer line to field questions from blind consumers, rehabilitation agencies, and others about the operation, advantages and disadvantages, and availability of specific technologies. A technology resource list of available products and their vendors and distributors is also maintained and regularly updated for distribution to visitors and viewing on the NFB website. Accessible Home Initiative and Showcase. In 2006, the Access Technology team launched the Accessible Home Initiative. Increasingly, home appliances like washers and dryers, dishwashers and kitchen ranges use flat control panels that are not distinguishable by touch, and often appliance functions and features must be selected from visual menus. The NFB is working with appliance manufacturers like Whirlpool and Frigidaire to raise awareness of the need for tactile controls that behave predictably so that blind people can remain independent in their homes. The NFB maintains a list of appliances that blind people have found usable, and several examples, including an inexpensive talking microwave, are housed in the Accessible Home Showcase at the NFB headquarters in Baltimore. At the 2006 NFB National Convention, a demonstration showed that an otherwise inaccessible microwave can be connected to a computer and operated by voice commands if appliance manufacturers implement such an interface. A photograph appears at this point, the description, "A man using a computer." The following words are overprinted on the picture. Blind people can access computer functions and the internet with special software that reads the screen aloud or converts it into Braille. NFB Jernigan Institute Accessible Computer Training Center. The NFB Jernigan Institute is now the home of the world's first fully accessible computer training center. The center features workstations equipped with text-to-speech screen access software so that both blind and sighted participants can engage in interactive classes and presentations. Special thanks for outfitting the Jernigan Institute Accessible Computer Training Center goes to the following donors: GW Micro, Freedom Scientific, Hewlett-Packard, Humanware, and Microsoft. Your continued support will help the Jernigan Institute expand this facility so that we can provide more opportunities for blind people to be trained on the latest adaptive computer technology. Internet access. The NFB continues to work tirelessly to ensure that the internet remains accessible to blind computer users. The NFB Web Certification Program, which helps companies make their websites fully accessible to blind users, certified or recertified several sites in 2006, including those of Legal Seafoods and Guide Dogs for the Blind. The NFB Access Technology staff works with companies that maintain websites, web designers and developers, accessibility consultants, and manufacturers of screen access software for the blind to continue to improve access to the internet for blind computer users. Jacobus ten Broek Library. The Jacobus ten Broek Library, a unique research and resource center on the non-medical aspects of blindness, is one of the primary initiatives of the NFB Jernigan Institute. The library provides researchers with materials about blindness from the perspective of the blind. The over 16,000 square foot facility is dedicated to the memory of our founding president, Dr. Jacobus ten Broek, and its collection includes all of his books and articles on civil rights for the blind, the poor, racial minorities, and others, as well as tens of thousands of his personal papers. The collection includes 72 items from Helen Keller's personal collection of Braille books, including works by Shakespeare, poetry, and religious pieces. The facility also houses exhibits related to the achievements of blind people, such as a beautiful, tactilely accessible sculpture representing the summit of Mount Everest by blind climber Eric Weinmayer, a climb which was sponsored by the National Federation of the Blind, and a replica of a 10-foot rocket launched by students of the NFB Summer Science Academy. A photo appears at this point, the description, "A father playing ball with his blind son." The following words are overprinted on the picture. The Independence Market contains products that help blind people live independent and productive lives. Independence Market. In 2006, the Jacobus ten Broek Library opened the Independence Market, which features blindness-related literature, resources, and products helpful to those who are blind or experiencing vision loss, and to their friends and families. All of the materials in the Independence Market are available for purchase or free to the general public by online order placed at www.nfb.org, by orders placed through the U.S. mail, by telephone to the National Center for the Blind, or by visiting the Jacobus ten Broek Library and browsing the items available in the brand-new, beautifully designed free literature and product display areas. The extensive free literature collection includes how-to materials, as well as inspirational and thoughtful speeches, with articles and stories on all aspects and experiences of blindness from the perspective of the blind person. The common theme of the literature collection is that the real problem of blindness is the misconceptions that people have about it. All of the literature is available in alternative formats such as Braille, audio cassette, and electronic text. The blindness-related products available through the Independence Market, such as canes, talking watches and clocks, measuring devices, housewares, etc., are provided because they offer a means for blind people and those experiencing vision loss to perform the everyday tasks necessary to live independent and full lives. Because of its extensive research collection and the free literature and blindness-related products available through the Independence Market, the Jacobus ten Broek Library is a world-class, one-stop resource center where researchers on blindness, blind people, and their friends and families can learn everything they need to know. For more information about the library and its collection, visit www.nfb.org/nfb/jtblibrary.asp. Imagination Fund. The Imagination Fund was established at the time of the grand opening of the Jernigan Institute with the goal of providing support for the work of the Institute as well as building affiliates and chapters of the Federation throughout the nation. Each year a goal is set and members, friends, colleagues, and supporters of the National Federation of the Blind are asked to make a gift or pledge, thus ensuring that the initiatives of NFB local affiliates and the Jernigan Institute are advanced. We thank the generous donors to the Imagination Fund for helping to support the exciting programs described above. Our donors. We would like to thank the following donors for their generous contributions given in 2006. It is only because of their generosity that the National Federation of the Blind can continue to fulfill its mission to achieve widespread emotional acceptance and intellectual understanding that the real problem of blindness is not the loss of eyesight, but the misconceptions and lack of information which exist. This list does not include contributions given in fulfillment of pledges to the Jernigan Institute Capital Campaign. We are forever grateful for those friends of our organization who made it possible to further expand the work of the NFB through the Jernigan Institute. Jernigan Circle, $500,000 plus. Alfred and Rosalind Perlman, bequest. President's Circle, $250,000 to $499,999. James Davis, bequest. Director's Circle, $100,000 to $249,999. Raymond J. Austin, bequest. Louis C. Kiefer, bequest. Helen R. Losser, bequest. The UPS Foundation. Katerina Van Leerrebink, bequest. Leader's Circle, $50,000 to $99,999. Jesse and Hertha Adams, bequest. Catherine Caputo, bequest. The France Merck Foundation. Irvin Hershowitz, bequest. Edward M. Lodge, bequest. Laddie L. Petranik, bequest. Emilia Louise Pine, bequest. Arnold Otto Zaff, bequest. Patrons, $25,000 to $49,999. Roseanne F. Arlt, bequest. Anita M. Farmer, bequest. Dorothy Hag, bequest. The Humanware Group. Sarah Jane Lippincott Memorial. Kathleen R. Sabranik, bequest. Partners, $10,000 to $24,999. Eleanor M. Addison, bequest. Donald H. Anderson, bequest. Brown Goldstein & Levy, LLP. Mary K. Carr, bequest. John and Barbara Cheadle. Citibank Smith Barney. Freedom Scientific, David Hirschhorn. Mary V. Uran Hollidge, bequest. Karen L. Hudson, bequest. Independent Living Aids Incorporated, Kaiser Permanente. Shirley Kirstner, bequest. Arthur J. Lelos. Market Development Group, Mr. and Mrs. John Perret. J. Michael Riley. Jean A. Risser, bequest. Gertrude Louise Stannard, bequest. Catherine S. West. Kevin and Bridget Worley. Benefactors, $5,000 to $9,999. Andromeda Food Services Incorporated. Sandra Atlas Bass and Edith and Saul G. Atlas Fund. Mary Helen Bickley, bequest. Rosemary Bulka. Anita M. Butler, bequest. Guide Dogs for the Blind. Helen B. Johnson, bequest. M&T Bank. Marriott Worldwide Reservation Sales. Mark and Patricia Maurer. Charles X. McCarthy, bequest. Microsoft. Carlat S. Monser, bequest. Virginia A. Mosser, bequest. John and Patricia Munson. National Federation of the Blind of Michigan. National Federation of the Blind of New York. National Federation of the Blind of Washington. Optelec. John and Cindy Perret. Howard Farley Quillen, bequest. Elma Rosenberger, bequest. Joseph J. Roskowski, bequest. Alan Schlank. Carl Smith. Robert Smutney. Chong Nek Sun. Venable, LLP. Ramona Walhoff. Fellows, $2,500 to $4,999. First Electric Incorporated. Mary Doris Abbott, bequest. Caroline C. Allman, bequest. American Design Associates. American Printing House for the Blind. Annie E. Casey Foundation. Winfred Berry. William Brewer. Deborah Brown. Charles Brown Sr. Capital Lighting and Supply. Anthony and Marie Cobb. Lucretia Crawford. Rich and Sarah E. Crawford. Mark Egan. Erickson Retirement Communities. Ethelyn Falk, bequest. Fred Fernandez. Norma G. Dolores Giebatowski, bequest. Alan and Joy Harris. Phyllis B. Hart, bequest. Charles F. Hyde, bequest. If by Phone, LLC. Insurance Incorporated. Bernard Jaffe. John A. Amond and Associates Incorporated. Bobby Jones. J. Michael Jones. K&R Industries Incorporated. Julie Cowan. Lily M. Clevin, bequest. Kurzweil Technologies. Scott Labar. Livingston Group. Robert J. Lowe, bequest. Patricia McIntyre. Merkle Response Services Incorporated. Merritt Properties, LLC. Beulah Ione Moore, bequest. Donald and Shirley Morris. National Industries for the Blind. National Federation of the Blind, Cycle for Independence. National Federation of the Blind of Arizona. National Federation of the Blind of Missouri. National Federation of the Blind of Ohio. Catherine Bond Patterson, bequest. Louise E. Pierce. Robert and Barbara Pierce. Abraham Rabbi. Lloyd and Judy Rasmussen, Elpidio Rolon Garcia, Rosen Saperstein and Friedlander Chartered, Dennis M. Rusek, Tom and Joyce Scanlon, Sendero Group, Beth Bivens Seymour, Bequest, Rose Ella Spillman, Towson University, Division of Economic and Community Outreach, Helen Welch, Bequest, Jerry and Marilyn Whittle, Wilhelm Commercial Builders Incorporated, Rick and Kimberly Williams, D. Curtis and Doris Willoughby. Friends, $1,000 to $2,499. Charles and Betty Allen, Roland and Pam Allen, America Online, Sharon R. Apple, Adrian Ash, B&R Construction Services, Dean Baker, Roger J. Becken, Frida Durden Bambus, Bequest, Herman and Janice Bartz, Bequest, Bell Nursery, John Bergren, Clara H. Bobowick, Joshua Bordreau, David Brownell, Helen Bunker, Angela Burek, Deborah Burns, Margaret S. Bush, Bequest, John Butler, Paul Cambon, Don Capps, Clements T. Chow, Bequest, Billy Rank and Toy Cugdell, Connolly & Associate Fundraising, LLC, Gladys Copeland, Kimberly M. Copenhaver, Elaine Kramer, Priscilla Crombie, Bruce Daly, Robert V. Dale, Data Speech, David E. Gallo Foundation, Corbin J. Davis, Richard and Patricia Davis, C.W. Dawkins, Julie Deedon, Helen B. Dolzinski, Bequest, The Direct Source Incorporated, Arnold Donner, Paul and Bernadette Dressel, Donald E. Drinkwine, Mr. and Mrs. Seton R. Droppers, Duxbury Systems Incorporated, Richard Edlund, Douglas Elliott and Peggy Pinder Elliott, Robert and Patricia Eschbach, Gary D. Evans, Steve and Deborah Faulkner, Lois B. Feinblatt, Fortin Foundation of Florida Incorporated, Mr. and Mrs. Dennis Franklin, Michael Freeman, G.C. Personnel, G.W. Micro Incorporated, Nick Gakos, Norman and Margaret Gardner, James Gashel and Betsy Zabrowski, James H. Gilbert, Sam Gleese, Gordon Feinblatt, Rothman, Hofberger & Hollander, LLC, HMS Insurance Associates, Monty Habin, John and Sandy Halverson, George Powell Hambleton, Jr., Mark and Diane Harris, Mary Himmelt, Lamar S. Hempstead, Chuck A. Hirschberger, Marilyn Ann Hollis, Bequest, Jen Hua Chiang Huang, Independent Testing Agency, Robert Ivey, Carl Jacobson, Leif Jacobson, Mary Ellen Jernigan, Geraldine E. Jones, Bequest, Gladys M. Joseph, Bequest, Paul K., James Kidder Jr., James F. Kincaid, Kenneth Kitchen, Hardy Cochran, Kurzweil Educational Systems, J. Lauridson, Sylvia Leone, Levelstar LLC, Celine Lonsky, Brad and Barbara Loos, Edward Lord, Bequest, Lutheran Braille Workers Incorporated, Rachel Lyman, Bequest, James A. McHole, Bequest, Gary Mackenstadt, Lorraine Magnuson, Richard May, Ray and Diane McGeorge, Chris McKenzie, Dennis Mengele, Joseph and Patricia Maurer, Paul L. Miller, Wayne P. Miller, Elion H. Moore, Jack Moser, John A. Muse, National Association of Blind Merchants, National Braille Press, National Christian Foundation, National Federation of the Blind of California, National Federation of the Blind of Colorado, National Federation of the Blind of Colorado, Denver Chapter, National Federation of the Blind of Florida, National Federation of the Blind of Georgia, Decatur Area Chapter, National Federation of the Blind of Idaho, National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana, National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana, North Central Chapter, National Federation of the Blind of Massachusetts, National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, Greater Baltimore Chapter, National Federation of the Blind of Missouri, St. Louis Chapter, National Federation of the Blind of New Mexico, National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina, Aurora Club, National Federation of the Blind of Virginia, Potomac Chapter, Robert Niesenbaum, Patricia Noriko, James and Nabucco Nyman, OSI, iTech, James and Sharon Omvig, PMC Property Group, E.U. Parker, Arnie Paulson, Candy Powell, Propeller Club of Baltimore, Ubal Rentanabal, Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, Prentice Reed, Mildred A. Rivera, Wayne Rivera, Henry J. Rossler, Royal National Institute of the Blind, Marvin Sandler, Leah Schnorr, Art Schreiber, Fred Schroeder, Kevin Patrick Seaver, Carlos Servan, Robert Shinton, Sighted Electronics Incorporated, Marjorie Lou Scala, Bequest, Rocky and Deborah Smith, Russell Smith, Somatic Digital, LLC, Dean Stanzel, E. Virginia Stanzel, Arthur Stevenson, Mark Strax and Kristen Jokums, Joey Stort, Talking Tabs LLC, James Tamburino, Betty J. Taylor, John P. DeBockhorst, Earl H. Thompson, Bequest, George W. Thornton, Abraham Tober, John M. Tranny, Joe Van Lent, ViewPlus Technologies Incorporated, Villa Julie College, Wachovia Bank, N.A., Francis Webb, Betty Weber, Chad Weba, Harold Wenning, Marion White, Jeff Witt, Dale Walthoff, James Wright, Gary Wonder, Fred Wurzel, Bill Zalief. Financial Statement. Financial statements presented have been audited by Rosen, Saperstein, and Friedlander Chartered. Complete audited statements with accompanying notes for the National Federation of the Blind can be obtained by contacting the offices of the National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, 410-659-9314. Statement of Activities. Management and General, 2%, Fundraising, 7%. Fundraising and Management and General Expense as a percent of total revenue and gains of other support. Revenue and gains and other support. Public support. Contributions, $18,848,365. Donated services, $2,822,826. Government grants, $1,645,751. Total public support, $23,316,942. Revenue, sales of aids, appliances, materials, and publications, $871,353. Investment income, $2,051,959. Royalties, $15,716. Total revenue, $2,939,028. Total revenue and gains and other support, $26,255,970. Year ended December 31st, 2006. Program services, 90%. Program service expense as a percent of total expenses and losses. Expenses and losses. Program services. Blindness integration, $11,344,703. Civil rights advocacy and self-organization, $5,589,947. Non-visual access technology, methods and systems, $4,801,606. Total program services, $21,736,256. Supporting services, management and general, $639,136. Fundraising, $1,802,480. Total supporting services, $2,441,616. Total expenses and losses, $24,177,872. Changes in net assets, $2,078,098. Net assets beginning of year, $23,585,474. Net assets end of year, $25,663,572. Contributions to the National Federation of the Blind are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code 501(c)(3). National Officers. Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, Baltimore, Maryland. Frederick Schroeder, First Vice President, Research Professor, San Diego State University, President, NFB of Virginia, Vienna, Virginia. Peggy Elliott, Second Vice President, Attorney, City Council Member, Grinnell, Iowa. Gary Wonder, Secretary, Program Analyst Expert, University of Missouri Hospital and Clinics, President, NFB of Missouri, Columbia, Missouri. Pam Allen, Treasurer, Executive Director, Louisiana Center for the Blind, President, NFB of Louisiana, Ruston, Louisiana. Board Members. Ron Brown, Businessman, Certified Orientation and Mobility Specialist, President, NFB of Indiana, Indianapolis, Indiana. Amy Burrish, Rehabilitation Counselor, Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, President, NFB of Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska. Dan Burke, Assistant Director of Disability Services, University of Montana, President, NFB of Montana, Missoula, Montana. Donald Capps, Retired Insurance Executive, Civic Leader, Columbia, South Carolina. Sam Glees, Project Director, Coalition for Citizens with Disabilities, Ordained Minister, President, NFB of Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. Kathy Jackson, Braille Clerk, Jefferson County Public School System, President, NFB of Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky. Carl Jacobson, Businessman, Community Activist, Teacher, President, NFB of New York, Brooklyn, New York. Anil Lewis, Counselor, Advocate, President, NFB of Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. Chris McKenzie, Vocational Rehabilitation Teacher, President, NFB of Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas. Alpidio Rolon, Veteran, Advocate, President, NFB of Puerto Rico, San Juan, Puerto Rico. Joseph Ruffalo, Jr., Program Specialist, 1st Occupational Center of New Jersey, President, NFB of New Jersey, Belleville, New Jersey. Dan Wenzel, Director, Wisconsin Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired, Janesville, Wisconsin. Senior Staff, Mary Ellen Jernigan, Executive Director for Operations. Betsy Zabrowski, Executive Director, NFB Jernigan Institute. James Gashel, Executive Director for Strategic Initiatives. John Cheadle, Executive Director for Program Facilities. Joanne Wilson, Executive Director for Affiliate Action. How you can help. As you have read in the previous pages, the National Federation of the Blind is a dynamic organization with numerous programs that dramatically improve the lives of blind and low-vision Americans. We could not do this critical work without the generous support of others. Here are some ways that you can help us continue to do this important work. Donate online. Contributions by credit card may be given all at once or pledged over a period of time. Credit card donations can be made online at www.nfb.org. Donate by mail. Checks should be made out to the National Federation of the Blind and mailed to the National Federation of the Blind at 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Honorary or memorial gifts. Contributions made to honor a special person, to commemorate a special occasion, or to pay tribute to an individual may be made by family members or friends. These gifts may be made online or by mail. Bequests. You could designate the National Federation of the Blind as the recipient of part of your estate in your will. You could also consider designating the NFB as the beneficiary of a life insurance policy, thereby giving a substantial gift for a relatively modest annual outlay of funds. Life income gifts. These gifts provide income to the donor or other beneficiaries during their lifetimes, with the remainder being given to the NFB upon the death of the donor or beneficiary. Appreciated securities. Gifts of securities can be made by transferring ownership to the NFB. By making a gift of appreciated securities, the donor may claim an income tax charitable deduction based on the full market value of the gift. Matching gifts. Matching gifts are made by companies in order to encourage charitable giving by their employees. For more information on this type of program, contact the Human Resources Department at your place of employment. The following types of gifts are also appreciated, but please contact us first to make sure that your gift will be of use to the National Federation of the Blind or one of its affiliates. Real estate. Gifts of real estate may be claimed as an income tax charitable deduction based on the fair market value of the property. Donors may also avoid capital gains taxes and eliminate certain costs associated with the transfer of real estate title. In-kind donations. In-kind contributions of goods and services are welcomed by the NFB and its affiliates. How else can I help? Become a volunteer. Americans today devote millions of hours to helping charitable organizations. You too can make a difference by helping the NFB with your skills and talents. The National Federation of the Blind can match those skills and talents with our volunteer opportunities. For more information on our volunteer opportunities, please call Patricia Maurer at 410-659-9314, extension 2272, or contact your local chapter or state affiliate. For more information on making a donation or gift to the NFB, please contact Outreach Programs at 410-659-9314, extension 2406. Donations to the National Federation of the Blind, a tax-exempt organization under Section 501(c)(3) of the Internal Revenue Code, are deductible for computing income and estate taxes. Donors should consult their attorney or financial advisor to discuss the tax implications of any donation they make or contemplate making to the National Federation of the Blind. The National Federation of the Blind meets the rigorous standards for charity accountability set forth by the BBB Wise Giving Alliance. The back cover contains a photo, a smiling girl sitting on a bench wearing hip waders. The following words are overprinted on the picture. Thank you for your continued support.